Hello, my name is Stuart Wallace. I'm reading an excerpt from a story called Vindication, which is the 10th story I've written around about the exploits of a local Edinburgh wine author known only by his initials, WFS. The Edinburgh International Book Festival shop is no place to nurse a hangover. Forget the traditional tranquility of a bookshop. Picture instead an unusually literate scout camp marquee where the pervasive air of clammy nausea adds to a real sense of unease. Floorboards creak awkwardly every time a page is turned. Children laugh and scream as they dart between the chatting adults queued up before the steam-powered symphony of coffee machines, and topping this canvas-covered cacophony, there is usually some loud-mouthed wordsmith on a mic proudly belting out their latest scribblings. I'd only come in to escape the rain. My head and stomach throbbed and heaved in exquisite disharmony. Upon reflection, I had perhaps overindulged at the book festival's opening ceremonies the previous night. I won't have been alone. There can hardly be a bunch of folk more ruthless at extracting the very last drop from a bottle than authors. But I did feel somewhat excused, having recently completed 2 months of exhaustive swatting up in preparation for my scheduled appearance at the festival. An interview about my career in wine writing to date. It was whilst at my regular perch in the Balmoral Hotel Palmcourt Bar that an arranged catch-up with Uncle Charlie, at times of sobriety the finest open-heart surgeon in Scotland, had spiralled up from being simple gossip about his latest entanglement with the General Medical Council and the implications this had for his expected knighthood to the book festival being added to my August schedule. Some, most notably my wife, the beloved but ferocious Mrs. S, have suggested that I move on from the Balmoral on the grounds that this sort of spiralling is a frequent risk, which rarely rewards. But I am a creature of habit. And besides, the terms of credit I enjoy at the Palm Court will be hard to beat and impossible to pay off. After the initial business of clearing our throats with a couple of bottles of the house Pinot Noir, Uncle Charlie had a favour to ask of his loyal nephew. Aunt Flo was encountering financial obstacles to her continued residence at the retirement home, and, with her health in seemingly perilous straits, was in need of my prestige to help raise both her spirits and bank balance. I should make clear that although Aunt Flo is no relation to either myself or Uncle Charlie, she is someone upon whom he has always lavished the utmost affection. My mother dated this deep-seated regard back to the early 60s when Uncle Charlie was starting out in the heart surgery game and Lady Florence Constance Leals was chair of the Hospital Appointments Board. Whatever the origins, however, theirs had been a deep and long-lasting friendship. It was a rare tear in his cheek that Uncle Charlie informed me that Flo's heart is slowing. I know the beat beneath that breast like my own, and its rhythm is weakening. All we ask is one more cherished Christmas. Mrs. S. had made it quite clear in recent months that such sentimental appeals were to be resisted, but, well aware of this commandment, Uncle Charlie had arranged for Aunt Flo to wheel in to the Palm Court at his given signal. How could I refuse to at least listen to the plans of the wizened old woman presented before me? The hazard of conversing with the aged is, of course, the vast quantity of anecdotal shrapnel that invariably gets flung in the way of the actual point. That evening, Aunt Flo meandered wilfully through incidents from her long social career, but lingered, in particular, on a riotous night during the Thirsty Thirties in the company of H.G. Wells. Although she later confessed that she might have been confusing Wells for Lloyd George, it was, nevertheless, that night which had begun her lifelong love of literature. Now, on the eve of her second century, she had decided to give something back via the book festival and raise a bit of loot on the side.